$128 too much up there. I take and mail it in money order. They come sent, JC sent me a check back for $128. I went and paid the drugstore up. Mm-hmm. And take come back bragging, thank God. We left more than I rented a Varner's house, same house I'd been living. I come there and rented here. He thought he going to get me back. I even had it for $10 a month. He thought he'd get me back over that award. I take and come in that night in about 2 weeks and bragging that night. I had everything paid, and I told like Ellen and Nell and Edmund and Jimmy. They're four smallest. I give every one of them, I said, I'm going to give you all a dollar piece. We went down there and bought $75 worth of groceries. Paid up, I said, I don't owe nobody nothing, and I got $57.
Yeah.
I take and went by up there and got me a half pint of liquor at Plunk's.
Yeah.
Come on back out by the shed plate, and that's where we stopped there and I filled up with gas.
Yeah.
And we got to the house, unloaded groceries, and all me and old lady sat down. I said, we'll be the happiest people in the world for the last 10 years. I ain't been out of debt. I said, I got $30 left. She said, no, you ain't either. I said, you done give the younger some. And so you and I hand her a 10. I said, well, you take a 10. And I said, leave me 20. And the next morning at 5:30, old Benny Walden, old there, that nigga what was born over there, he truck on a blue one. I went back to the door and he says, Mr. had a motorcycle wreck. He bought one, he married a woman over there in Albany, and him and her fell out, and he gave her a good whooping, and he left coming home, my God, and she got the truck and cut him off, and right there on up at Graves Station, that's where he went off of that motorcycle, yeah, making about 100 miles an hour. And he went around and stuck that wrist, it throwed it down, and it slapped him so hard on the left side, it straightened it back up. And that motorcycle got up in the air and went 108 feet straight in the air, and that fold hit up, and he went down in a ditch, and there's one rock about that big. It struck the back of his head. I got, he lay there, and it was so cold and all. The 8th of December until he did, that's the only thing kept him from bleeding to death. The niggas come by there and went and told that woman over there.
This is your son?
That's right, that and right, John, my oldest, J.J.
Yeah.
His name James Jr. Well, Papa named him J.J.
Yeah.
And they went and come out there. That nigga come out there, but it happened about 11:30, and about 10 minutes to 12, the niggas heard it. They giving a party out there, and he come by and went there and called that woman, said, there's a dead fella out yonder, and a motorcycle rolled up. And said, we tried to cut the lights off. The lights had yet on it. He went off in the ditch and the motorcycle rolled, and he went by first at that back door. Now about 20 foot further than the motorcycle, right fly of his back.
Yeah.
And that woman, he went back over there and told her, said, you ain't never called me. Said, that man dead, I chunder. And the helmets come got him, and they had a fella in the back there, and Jake moved one finger when he got up that corner turning to carry to the mall. He said, this fella ain't dead. Said, he moved a finger. And it was about 3 o'clock then. He done lay there and bled and all. And so Benny come told us, and I take and jumped in the car, and we let out down there. He stayed in that hospital 21 days up there fully operating on us. He ripped the bottom of his feet and cut both temples open. And when he was in service, they put a plate in his head where they had a Jeep up. Run over one of them mines,
mm-hmm,
and busted all that open up there, and had about a 2x4-inch plate up there. And where that motorcycle slapped him, now he got a plate in from there all the way to the back of his head. And that left eye, and watch him, just the minute that he get, you know, one of them spells like he have after.